here in Washington, D.C., the U Street corridor, about a mile or so from the White House, was once known as the Black Broadway. The clubs that lined the streets hosted names like Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Nat King Cole, and D.C. native Duke Ellington. Now, these days, U Street is still a center of nightlife in this city, and on Friday and Saturday nights, live music flows out of packed clubs and bars on that street. And it's there where R&B singer Raheem Devon got his start. You got a twinkle in your eye. Baby, they can light the sky. Yeah, and that's greatness. Ooh, that's your greatness. You got a smile that shines like the sun. So baby, don't let no one know, but still your greatness. Your greatness. This track is called The Greatness. It's off Raheem Devon's new record titled Love and War Masterpiece, and that's peace as in world peace. Critics have compared his voice to Marvin Gaye's, and if you hear this record, the parallels become even sharper. This album deals with themes of inner-city violence, war, unemployment, and yes, even love. Raheem Devon is here in the studio with me. So glad to have you.
Oh, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Talk to me about the concept behind this record. I mean, I should describe that it's two discs, actually. I have it in front of me here. One of the discs is called The Love Side, and the other is called The War Side. Mm-hmm.
The Love and War Masterpiece is just that. I feel like we're all in a place internally where we're trying to master our own peace. You know, right now, our country, and we're in a state where you might go to work and come home without a job. The school systems, like, everything is kind of pretty crazy right now, you know? I just wanted to make a record that captured the moments, you know what I mean? But also is uplifting at the same time.
And in a few moments, I want to ask you about R&B and sort of tackling political themes, because R&B, you know, we often think about R&B and love and romance, but there's a track on this record that is really very much part of this sort of theme you're exploring. It's called Bulletproof, and this song has been compared to Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues. The lyrics are really heavy in this song. Murder your sons, ravage your daughters, here, overseas, and across the waters. Tell me about what drew you to writing political lyrics.
You know, I feel like as artists and producers, bottom line, we make message music. And you have to determine what your message is going to be. And if you're not able to do that, then, you know, dealing with the record company, major record companies, recording companies, if you're not able to define what you're going to be, they will define it for you.
This is your city, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. You grew up in the suburbs outside the city. Your dad, who didn't live here, lived in New Jersey, he was a pretty successful jazz cellist. Mm-hmm. And your mom was a distinguished civil servant. She worked at the Justice Department for most of her career. I read in an interview that you credit your interest in R&B and soul to your mom's record collection that you used to listen to when you were a kid.
Oh, definitely. The Earth, Wind & Fire, Bob Marley, Marvin Gaye.
I mean, a lot of kids when you were growing up were probably listening to hip-hop.
Which I did, too. You know, I had my N.W.A. moments. I had my, you know, Public Enemy. I had Prince. It's pretty diverse, you know, between my mom's record collection and my father's musical background. I think it's something that was always instilled in me that I feel like I deep down is something I wanted to do.
And there's actually a song on this record. It's called Superhero, and I don't think I'm wrong to say that it's an homage to your mom. Mama had it hard. Mama worked overtime to put clothes on my back. Mama's love was stern. She straightened me up good when I got off track. Mama risked her life. Damn near died pushing me out. 18 years later, here I stand. Look, Mama's little boy done became a man.
I put it together for her for maybe, what, about 2 years ago? It was a Mother's Day gift. For Mother's Day, all she really wanted me to do was just, like, hang out. And she said, yo, I just want you to go to church with me and, you know, we'll spend a day together, go get something to eat, whatnot. So we pull up to the church house, Sunday morning. I had the CD and the card. I give her the card. So we're about to get out. I said, yo, you know, open your card. So she opens the card. The CD's in there with the little note and everything. So she pops in the CD. So by the time, you know, she's playing the record, she starts crying. Like, by the end of the record, I'm crying. Like, you know. And, you know, being the only child is challenging sometimes to our relationship. And also being who I am now, because it's like almost you have to, you know, give your child to the world. You know what I mean?
I'm speaking with R&B singer Raheem Devon. His new record is called The Love and War Masterpiece, and that's peace as in world peace. There's something really curious and creative on this record. In every few tracks, we hear an interlude, spoken word, by Princeton professor Cornel West.
For 8 years, we've been living in a political ice age where it is fashionable to be indifferent to poor people's suffering. Indifference is the one trait that makes the very angels weep. And yet that era is coming to a close.
That is Cornel West, a professor of African American Studies at Princeton. I think he makes about 7 appearances on this album. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very cool idea. How did it come about? How did you get Cornel West to do this?
I met Dr. West about 4 years ago. I look at him as a mentor and a scholar, of course, and all that. But more importantly, I feel like Dr. West has an infectious spirit. I feel like he has a type of voice that when he speaks, people want to listen. It's like that E.F. Hutton commercial, you know? And I'd heard him do some spoken word, you know, in the past. I just thought it'd just be a cool idea. I asked him, would he be willing to come in and hear the album and hear the records? And then we just started going to work. You know, he went right in, no paper, no pad. He did this, you know, straight spoke from the heart.
Raheem Devon, when some people in this building found out that you were coming in, I all of a sudden became one of the most popular people in the building because they wanted to meet you. And let's just say you carry the difficult, painful, impossible burden of being a sex symbol. And a lot of this record is classic R&B. I mean, it is about love.
My bed is a stage, my body is a pole. We just lose control and let nature take its course. And just like that, I'm in the palm of her hand.
So this sounds, I mean, sort of thematically closer to what R&B tends to be about mm-hmm. love, about romance. Mm-hmm. Do you think in your core it's what your sound is about as well?
Oh, definitely. Like, I'm as much as a socially conscious brother as I am a man of the flesh at times. I mean, I enjoy making love songs and something to bring people together, but I'm big on substance. Once again, it's just to make, not to just make music, but make tasteful music, make timeless music.
That's R&B singer Raheem Devon. He joined me here in our Washington, D.C. studios. His new album is called The Love and War Masterpiece. It's out now. Raheem Devon, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I look forward to coming back.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.